thank you. So Aaron brought up a nice point as I was trying to think of a story, and it was about a certain code of brotherhood or code of friendship, sort of like the teenage girls, and it was just as bad as teenage girls, but adult men who work in the service industry. Well, years ago I worked at the Mount Royal Tavern, and my best friend and roommate, we worked together. He's passed on now, sad, yes, but we basically would sound almost like we were speaking a different language. We had so many different code words for things, code words for patrons, code words for something that we were going to do, or like something we were going to sneak, or a prank to pull on someone, that sort of thing. But one of the ones that he introduced to me was, he said more like a curse than a code. And I'm worried that saying this now that I'm going to spread that out to you guys, because it definitely caught. He would walk around saying the word 11 a lot. When it was 11 o'clock or 11:11, he would go 11:11. He would wear shirts that say 11. And so I'm, you know, being his best friend and all, I'm like, what is that? And he's like, if I tell you, you're going to catch 11s. That's just it. And so I'm like, okay, go for it. I don't care what that is. Don't be superstitious. It's bad luck, sort of thing. So he tells me it's really dumb. It's nothing like mystical or my lucky number or my sister's birthday. It's from a Mad Magazine cartoon from like 1977, where a guy is walking down the street in front of a brick wall, and he sees a sign that says, you know, such and such sanitarium. And from above the wall are these little shouts going, 11, 11. And he keeps walking down the wall, and it's going, 11, 11, 11. He gets near the end of the wall, and there's a ladder leading up. And so he gets on the ladder, and he goes up and looks over, pow, brick in the face. And they start going, 12, 12, 12. So that became our code for the sort of self-deprecating, I'm behind the bar, I want a brick in the face, just wandering back and forth going, 11, 11, 11. I've recently passed that on to Russell, because he was wondering, I have a T-shirt now that says 11, and I say it a lot whenever it comes up, and 11-11, so Russell's like, what is that? And I'm like, well, funny you should ask. It's from a Mad Magazine cartoon. The next day he called me and did the same thing that I did the next day. He was like, guess what time I woke up today? 11-11. Thank you.